Discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
This is French Your Way podcast 4. Welcome, I hope you're having a great day. Today's episode may give you une fin de loup. Do you know what that means? Fin de loup is literally the hunger of a wolf. So I mean that this episode may make you very hungry. I'll talk a little bit about food today, and more precisely about meat, although I'm actually not a meat eater. If you are vegetarian too, then instead of giving you une fin de loup, at least I hope to give you some food for thought and a new insight into the origin of words and a little bit of history. As you may know, English is a Germanic language and French is a Latin language. So how come there are so many French words in the English language? Well, there's been a long history of love and hate between France and England. Think about the Norman Conquest, think about William the Conqueror, who was French and became King of England. History has an influence in the way languages evolve. So, if I chose a meaty example, which is not like me, it's actually because it illustrates this point very well. Have you ever wondered why there were two words in English to describe one, the animal, and two, the meat? For example, a sheep for the actual animal and mutton for the name of the meat. Well, remember that I said that English is a Germanic language. So the population, like the popular classes, they were speaking a Germanic language. And in German, sheep is Schaf. So it's the same origin. They were working in the field. They were growing the food that the nobles, the court, would have the privilege to consume, because not everyone could have meat very often, right? It was something very rare and expensive. In the court, in the royal court, the language was more French. And in French, a sheep is un mouton. So the name of the meat is derived from the French name mouton. We have the same example, the exact same example with the cow. Cow is Kuh in German. And so the lower classes, the farmers, they would use Kuh, and in English that is cow. But in the court, in the upper class, the French word was used, or the word beef that was derived from bœuf in French. For pig and pork, it is a little bit different, as today in France, we do have two different words. Cochon for pig, like babe is un petit cochon, a little pig. And we use porc, P-O-R-C, for the domestic pig, the one that is used for meat, and also for the name of the meat that it produces. I'd like to draw your attention on a little spelling issue we have with the word beef steak. It's actually funny because the word beef was taken from the French bœuf, and then we took beef steak from the English. However, beef steak is horribly complicated to spell for us, so we spell it phonetically beefsteak, B-I-F-T-E-C-K. B-I-F-T-E-C-K. So this is a French word that has become English and that has been reborrowed from the English and then modified to make it easier for French spelling. Something that can come in handy if you travel to France and you would like to be able to choose how you would like your steak cooked. How do you like your steak? Comment aimez-vous votre steak? Or for your steak, what cooking do you prefer? Pour votre steak, vous préférez quelle cuisson? What are the options? You have four options. You can order it bleu, that blue, that's really, really raw, uncooked. Think of a steak tartare. You can order it saignant. Saignant comes from sang, S-A-N-G, and that means the blood. So saignant is the adjective bloody. So it's actually the equivalent of rare. You can order it à point. À point is to the point, to the exact point when it's perfect. It's the French equivalent of the Italian al dente for the pasta. À point. And if you would like it well done, we say well cooked, and that's bien cuit. Don't forget to check the show notes if you would like to find out how to spell the French words and the French sentences that I have mentioned in this episode. You can find them at frenchyourway.com.au/podcast4. I would be grateful for life if you would help get French Your Way podcast out there simply by leaving a review on iTunes. Thanks a lot for listening, and see you in the next episode.